I'm reading to you from Tanakh, the Holy Scriptures, the new Jewish Publication Society translation according to the traditional Hebrew text. I'm reading from the book of Psalms, Psalm 34, of David when he feigned madness in the presence of Abimelech, who turned him out and he left. I will bless the Lord at all times. Praise of him is ever in my mouth. I glory in the Lord. Let the lowly hear it and rejoice. Exalt the Lord with me. Let us extol his name together. I turned to the Lord and he answered me. He saved me from all my terrors. Men look to him and are radiant. Let their faces not be downcast. Here was a lowly man who called, and the Lord listened and delivered him from all his troubles. The angel of the Lord camps round those who fear him and rescues them. Taste and see how good the Lord is. Happy is the man who takes refuge in him. Hear the Lord, you his consecrated ones, for those who fear him lack nothing. Lions have been reduced to starvation, but those who turn to the Lord shall not lack any good. Come, my sons, listen to me. I will teach you what it is to fear the Lord. Who is the man who is eager for life, who desires years of good fortune? Guard your tongue from evil, your lips from deceitful speech. Shun evil and do good. Seek amity and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, his ears attentive to their cry. The face of the Lord is set against evildoers to erase their names from the earth. They cry out, and the Lord hears and saves them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, those crushed in spirit he delivers. Though the misfortunes of the righteous be many, the Lord will save him from them all. Keep all his bones intact, not one of them being broken. One misfortune is the death blow of the wicked. The foes of the righteous shall be ruined. The Lord redeems the life of his servants. All who take refuge in him shall not be ruined.